This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Protests continued in the streets of Beirut Saturday night after a day of demonstrations over Tuesday's devastating explosion that killed nearly 160 people and injured almost 6,000. Police fired tear gas at stone-throwing protesters, and some demonstrators stormed the Foreign Ministry building during Saturday's protests. Aya Mazoub is a human rights researcher who told Britain's Sky News that people are furious that government officials knew that more than 2,700 tons of explosive material was being stored in Beirut's port.
There hasn't been a single apology. There have been barely any resignations and none amongst high-level officials. I mean, it's just the response has been absolutely shocking.
The disaster has increased public anger in a country already reeling from an economic crisis and the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. At least 9 people were killed and nearly 20 others injured Saturday in a car bomb blast at the front gate of a Somali military base in Mogadishu. Government security officials contacted by VOA have confirmed that 8 of those killed were government soldiers, and other casualties included members of the soldiers' families who were at the base at the time. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for Saturday's explosion, claiming they killed dozens of government soldiers. 1,000 red balloons colored the sky over Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday in memory of the nearly 100,000 deaths due to COVID-19 in Brazil. The NGO Rio for Peace organized the protest in the memory of COVID-19 victims and as criticism of the way the Bolsonaro government has conducted the management of the health crisis. This is